Here's a thought I'll title, Compare and Contrast. And I don't know if you're like me, but the minute I hear those two words, I just sort of cringe. I'm sure this is something left over from my school days, when so many tests or school assignments would begin with compare and contrast two things, and then I was supposed to do, I guess, some sort of analysis about what made them similar and what made them different. I always cringed at those questions because I was never very good at it. But it's funny, here in my adulthood, when I think about photography, compare and contrast is one of the most powerful ways to create a diptych, a presentation that has two images that do exactly that, compare and contrast. It's a really interesting way to get an audience involved, because essentially what you're trying to show with such a diptych is the differences between two things. So it's easy, for example, to do a picture from the spring and a picture from the fall of the same sort of thing. That's an easy compare and contrast. Or flowing water to frozen water. That's a compare and contrast. I would propose that almost all photographs, to some degree, are compare and contrast, but maybe comparing and contrasting not to something that's visual, but something that's either conceptual or perhaps we're relying on the viewer's memory. So when we show them a picture of some beautiful place like Yellowstone or some other natural wonder, the compare and contrast is compare this scene to the average ordinary thing that you drive by every day of the week. This thing is really, really special because it's so unique, because it's so wonderful. But that kind of compare and contrast relies on the viewer taking the time and effort and energy to do such a comparison, to become conscious that that's what they're doing, and to have something in their mind's eye that they could use as the source for the compare and contrast. Whereas a diptych, where we put two photographs together that are intended to be seen as a unified thing, a diptych creates the compare and contrast almost by default. It begs the viewer to see one of the images and compare it to the other image and look for differences and look for similarities and to dig a little more deeply into what this contrast between the image on the left and the image on the right or the image up above and the image below, to compare those images in a way that makes some sort of meaningful statement. We've published a number of these in LensWork, but surprisingly few. There aren't very many photographers who think in terms of diptychs, and it's kind of a shame because it's such a natural way to do compare and contrast. I've always thought it interesting how few photographers work in diptychs as compared to how many of them work in single image, which is by far the most common and popular way to present a photograph. But there's a fundamental difference between the two. The single image says, look at this, and enjoy it, or appreciate it, or learn from it. But a diptych is a completely different setup. It doesn't simply say, look at this. It begs, it invites, it demands compare and contrast. And that naturally motivates the viewer to engage the pair of images with a little more intensity, with a little more of an open mind, perhaps even with more questions. I would challenge every one of you who listen to this to go back through your archives, through your Lightroom catalog, and take a look for images that you could pair together who end up creating a compare and contrast scenario that evokes something in the viewer that either image by itself would not. I'll bet you'll find you have lots of these potential diptychs, and they can be a lot of fun to explore. Another way that you can play around with the images in your archives, in your Lightroom catalog, and to create some interesting artwork that does not require that you go out with your camera and start looking for more things to capture. You probably have lots that you can create just by looking at what you already have photographed. And these meaningful compare and contrast diptychs are a great way to have fun with what you've already photographed.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.